Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed, not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, cattle futures did push higher yesterday as it attempted to regain the losses of the last week. A few days ago, it looked like regaining those losses would be a tall order to fill, but now that might be accomplished in the next day or so. Cash trade yesterday increased from what it was on Wednesday, showing that packers need cattle and they're now ready to purchase it aggressively. This sets the stage for next week, as feedlots feel they may be in the driver's seat and will be able to hold out for more. Now, there are exceptions and always some hog futures contracts that make new highs each day, and Thursday was no exception. It was almost as if traders did not care about what the hogs and pigs report would show. They're bullish and continue to buy futures aggressively. Of course, a strong trend always keeps traders active with the direction of the trend, but this is supported by strong fundamentals. Packers continue to bid higher as they sense tighter supplies down the road. Now, split trade overnight in wheat markets with Chicago wheat posting gains. Kansas City was lower and Minneapolis a mixed bag following yesterday's ugly performance. Wheat has been trading weaker on its own accord of late, so when the rest of the ag space is lower, wheat really tends to accelerate losses like it did yesterday. The beneficial weather in the U.S. Southern Plains has been one of the larger price drivers of late, but beneficial weather is being seen in most Northern Hemisphere exporters, with the exception of Canada. Firmer corn prices overnight bouncing from yesterday's settlement slightly as the consolidation continues. While old crop corn has been relatively range-bound the past 2 months, new crop futures have been trending lower, with the December contract having shaved off over 20 cents since hitting contract highs on March 8th. Mixed trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybean oil posting follow-through weakness on Thursday's limit lower close, while meal and soybeans have contracts on either side of unchanged. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle up 42 cents, 119.55. June up 77, 121.07. April feeder cattle up 177, 144.22. May up $1.80 at 149.12. April hogs up $1.90, 99.67. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the May was down 9.5, 566 and 3/4. July down 9.25 at 573. Chicago wheat May down 12.25, 612.5. July was down 10.25 at 608.5. May corn down 6.75 at 546.5. July was down 4.75 at 532.5. May soybeans down 18.5, 14.14.25. July down 16.5, 1404.5. May cotton down $4 at 78.44. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.